This talk was given to a group of people sitting in silence during a meditation retreat. It is intended for a mind that is quiet and attentive. We invite you to enter into your own mini retreat by sitting quietly and listening wholeheartedly. The teachings you're about to receive were freely offered. If you would like to make a donation to support their continuation, please visit us at dharmaseed.org.
Metta is meant to be done in the easiest way possible so that the experience of loving kindness springs forth most gently, most naturally. To do it in the easiest way possible means first to use phrases that are personally meaningful. The traditional phrases, as are taught, at least one classical translation of them, beginning with oneself, may I be free from danger. May I know safety. Danger in that sense is both inner danger from the force of certain mind states and outer danger. May I be free from danger. May I have mental happiness. May I have physical happiness. May I have ease of well-being, which means may I not have to struggle terribly day by day with livelihood, with family issues. May I be free from danger. May I have mental happiness. May I have physical happiness. May I have ease of well-being. But really, you should use any phrases that are powerful for you. They need to be meaningful, not just in a very temporary way. You know, may I get through this course okay? But something profound that you would wish for yourself and wish for others. It's also very important in doing metta not to struggle to get a certain kind of feeling. Let your mind rest in the phrases. You can be aware of the phrases either with the breath or just in themselves. The focus of the attention is the phrases. Let your mind rest within them. The feelings will come and go. Sometimes it will feel quite glorious. It will be extraordinary. Sometimes, many times, it will be very, very ordinary. Very dry or very mechanical. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that nothing is happening or that it's not working. What's important is to do it, is to form that intention in the mind, because we're uniting the power of metta and the power of intention. And that is what will produce the effect of that free flow of loving kindness. The first time that I ever did metta practice was without a teacher. I did it here when we first opened up the center. A group of us decided to do a self-retreat here for a month. I'd never done metta before, although I'd heard about it. I thought it was a perfect opportunity to do it. So I sat up in my room, and I knew that it was done in successive stages. And I began by dedicating a week of sending myself loving kindness. And all day long, I would go around the building, sitting in my room, sitting in the hall, saying, may I be happy, may I be peaceful, may I be liberated. And I felt absolutely nothing. At the end of the week, something happened to someone in the community, and a number of us quite unexpectedly had to leave the retreat. Then I felt doubly bad. I felt, well, not only did nothing happen, but I never even got beyond myself. That was really selfish as well. And I was kind of running around upstairs in the flurry of having to leave. I was standing in one of the bathrooms, and I dropped a jar of something, which just shattered into 1,000 pieces. And the very first thought that came up in my mind was, you are really a klutz, but I love you. And I thought, oh, wow, look at that. You know, all those hours, all those phrases where I was just dry and mechanical and I felt like nothing was happening, it was happening. It just took a while for me to sense the flowering of that. And it was so spontaneous that it was quite wonderful. So not to struggle to try to make something happen. Let it happen. It will happen. our job, so to speak, is just to say those phrases, to say them knowing what they mean, but without trying to fabricate a feeling, without putting that overlay on top of it of stress. Let your mind rest in the phrases. Let the phrases be meaningful to you. It's also developed in a gentle and natural way by doing it through these various categories. Tonight, I'd like to talk about sending metta to the neutral person and a little bit about sending metta to somebody that we have difficulty with. As we send metta to a neutral person, the first task, of course, is to find one, and sometimes that's very interesting. We find that very often, as soon as we either meet somebody or even think about them, if we haven't met them, we have a judgment about them. I like them, I don't like them. If you can find a neutral person, sometimes there's a great refreshment in sending the metta because there's no story about them. See if you can understand that this person wants to be happy, just as each one of us wants to be happy, and open, extend that force of loving kindness towards them. After we do that for a little while, we'll move on just briefly to sending metta to somebody that we have difficulty with. And this is a very interesting place because it's very difficult. It's a very powerful place because that person in some way symbolizes the difference between love or metta, which is conditional, and that which is unconditioned, that which goes beyond having our desires met, having affection returned, having people treat us well. It is that person that defines the line between that which is finite and that which is infinite. And yet it's not easy. Very often we will think of this person and we will feel enmity or anger or fear, whatever. As a suggestion, when we begin that part of the practice, in the spirit of doing it in the easiest way possible, it's probably better to start with somebody where there's mild irritation rather than the person who has hurt you most in your life. And slowly begin to open in levels of difficulty. Sometimes when we send metta to a difficult person, we do feel all of these other feelings like anger. If possible, see if you can let go of it. Return to the recitation of the phrases. If it's too strong, then you can drop the metta. Pay careful attention to the feeling till it begins to subside some. Very much with a sense of compassion for oneself. You don't need to judge it. And then when you can pick up the metta again, perhaps with an easier person. You have to remember that many things get revealed in this process, and that's all right. When I was in Burma, the first time I did metta in a structured way with guidance over a long period of time, and I got to the part where I was going to send metta to a difficult person who's known in the text as an enemy, Upandita asked me, well, do you have an enemy? And that seemed a little dramatic, but I thought, well, I could find somebody that there was difficulty with. I went back to my room, and I did think of somebody. And right away, I started thinking about one of the traditional aspects of the teachings is that not only do we feel the force of the metta as the mind gets purified and we feel the liberation of that, but also the object, the person, or people that we're sending it to can feel the charge depending on the force of our own concentration. Then I started thinking about this person and I thought, well, what if I do get really concentrated and they start feeling all of this love and they start feeling better? Well, I don't want them to feel better. No, they're my enemy. If I wanted them to feel better, they wouldn't be my enemies. Then I thought of somebody else, and I had the same process go through my mind. And you do have to laugh at some point. I mean, there's something quite funny about watching the mind do its thing. I say all of that because of that process of having different aspects of the mind revealed and how important it is not to begin judging that, just to let it go, to see it for what it is, and to be able to let go. Let's begin by, once again, sitting comfortably, closing your eyes, taking a few deep breaths, relaxing the body. Finding the phrases that reflect what you wish most deeply for yourself. Very gently repeat them. you have someone who comes to mind who's been a benefactor to you, who's helped you in some way, for whom you feel respect or gratitude, either hold an image of that person or say their names in your mind. Direct that force of loving kindness towards them, wishing them safety and happiness and peace. Very gently, one phrase at a time, let the mind rest in the phrase.
Thank you.
And if a good friend comes to mind, someone that you care about, there's mutual caring, or the sense of this person, direct the phrases towards them. Wishing for their happiness and their well-being. See if you can bring a neutral person to mind. Ideally, it would be somebody here at the course, because you'll have opportunity to run into them, to observe how the feeling of metta develops over the course of time. Is someone here? Or if not here, then someone in your life? You don't have a strong sense of liking or disliking. See if you can bring that person to mind. Extend the feeling of loving kindness towards them. Just as we all want to be happy, so this person also wants to be happy. If nobody comes to mind in this category, then you can just stay with a good friend. And if there's somebody that you have difficulty with, perhaps not very grave difficulty at this point, but someone with whom there's conflict, there's tension, there's unease, there's dislike, remembering that this person too wants to be happy, that out of ignorance we all make mistakes that create harm or suffering, and that causing suffering inevitably will bring suffering to that person. See if you can extend that force of loving kindness towards them. To send metta does not mean that we approve or condone all actions. It means that we can see clearly actions that are incorrect or unskillful and still not lose the connection. Calling someone to mind with whom there's difficulty, repeating the phrases towards them. If you can find one good thing about this person in the midst of everything else, if you focus on that one good thing, just reflect on it for a moment, you'll find that there's a feeling of drawing closer, of opening up. All the rest can be seen in that light. If you can't find even one good thing about this person, you can reflect on their wish to be happy. Open to all beings everywhere, without distinction, without exclusion. May all beings be free from danger. May they have mental happiness. May they have physical happiness. May they have ease of well-being. All living beings, may they be free from danger. May they have mental happiness. May they have physical happiness. May they have ease of well-being. All creatures, known or unknown, near or far, those whom we like, those whom we don't like, those whom we're neutral toward, all individuals, they're happy, suffering, causing suffering, still they have this wish to be happy, to be free. May it be so. And all those in existence, every being, all places, may they be able to realize the fruits of just that, what it is that we've wished for ourselves.
This talk was given by Sharon Salzberg at Spirit Rock Meditation Center on October 13, 1992. It is an offering of the Dharma Seed Audio Archive.